There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. I cannot remember a busier day in New York sports than what we have today. I know there probably is one in recent memory, but we have got so much going on. Of course, all of your Jets' reaction to a miserable loss at MetLife Stadium yesterday to the Denver Broncos. We've got a humongous, you won't forget it, Mets Day for the rest of your life. No matter what happens today, if you are a Mets fan, you will remember today. It will be a reference point. You will say, remember when they went down to Atlanta and they clinched a playoff berth? Or remember when they went down to Atlanta and somehow lost two games and didn't make the playoffs? You will always remember today. A massive New York Knicks trade that has completely changed the trajectory of the franchise. That's another thing we will get to, but I'm sure you want to talk some Jets. We will get to all of it. Don't worry, so people don't freak out if we spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes on the Jets, and they say, how come we're not talking about the Mets? We got four goddamn hours to get to it, and all 4 hours are going to be great today. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, you don't need to be yelling at everybody.
I'm already.
I mean,
preemptive strike.
I was trying to tell, I told Eddie this, and I was going to say this to Al and Jerry this morning, but they were screaming about the Bengals. You think about the Yankees, the Mets, the Jets, the Giants, and the Knicks. I don't ever remember a day where we had so much to talk about, so many things to get into. And I want to get into the Jet thing first because it was troubling. It was troubling what I was watching yesterday. And Breece Hall had his worst game as a professional. That's first and foremost. The offense was just so spotty and so off rhythm and never, ever found its footing whatsoever. And, I'm with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not changing anything. I've been doing something since I got here, through OTAs and mini camps and everything else with my snap count. And it's one of the things that I do that probably better than anybody in the history of the NFL is his snap count. And that is a weapon that needs to be used and utilized. But then again, this is also, you got to remember, this is their fourth game together. Yeah. It's not like he's been here for 10, 15 years. We as fans have been watching him for that long. And he was up in Green Bay and that was a fixture. That's everything that they did. And the fact that somebody would say, Rob Saleh.
Yeah, let's just explain
that we're changing this.
Right. So let's just explain for a second for people who might not have seen. I'm sure Jerry will play
the audio. So, of course, a number of false starts yesterday. Pre-snap penalties, a big storyline. So Rob Saleh, when asked about it after the game, says that maybe we have to dial back the cadence a little bit, which is basically saying that Aaron Rodgers' cadence is too complicated and too much for the team to handle, and that's the reason for pre-snap penalties. So after Saleh says that, Aaron Rodgers meets the media, and he's asked, hey, Rob Saleh just said that he might have to dial back the cadence, and that's part of the pre-snap penalties, and Aaron Rodgers, he looks annoyed. I'm sorry, I hate to read body language, but I'm going to do it. He looks annoyed and then says, well, that's one way to do it, or we can hold guys accountable. And it felt to me watching this, and yes, we do read into a lot of things, but Aaron Rodgers wears his emotions on his sleeve and he says a lot of things that are on his mind. It felt to me that comment from Rob Saleh really got under his skin. So I know that they've had a couple of issues. I don't believe that like push thing on the sideline was a big deal, but I do think that whole Rob Saleh Egypt thing and the unexcused absence and how he handled that probably bothered Aaron, and this comment certainly bothered Aaron. And I'm after a loss like this where it felt like the coaching was an issue, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that building seeing the interactions between Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh.
Well, it's not just that. The interactions between Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, they're not on the same page either. And he basically said that after the game yesterday. You know, Aaron didn't play great. The weather wasn't great. Bo Nix played horrifically. The defense played good enough for them to win. So this, I don't even want to talk about the defense. I don't want to talk about anybody. It's really the offensive players that think that they're all, you know, Hall of Famers already. Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, looked frustrated on the field yesterday. The weather can do that to you.
Crap kicked out of
you
him.
You know, and by the way, yeah, I mean, and you could see he got, there's no question he got hurt. The question is how sore is he today, and is it going to be a lingering situation on his lower leg? I don't know any of that, but I can tell you, you are spot on when you're talking about how he is just basically frustrated. And I don't think he wants to answer that question after the game, especially in lieu of what Rob Saleh said. So this just, it's another notch in the belt of frustration with the head coach. Look, I don't even think they talk to each other. I try to watch to see if I see any interactions on the sideline or anything. Nothing. Not that I see a guy walking right past another guy. I can't imagine that. Now, I remember those days because I had those days with two coaches in particular. And it's because I didn't trust the guy. And I didn't like the guy. I didn't think he knew what he was doing. And it pissed me off. And if you read my body language back in those days with those teams that I was on, you could tell that I was pissed off. And when I see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline and I see him after the game in the post-game press conference, you know, and again, I'm speculating here, but I'm only speculating because I've gone through it myself.
I'm not a genius.
Yeah. I've gone through it myself where sometimes, and look, it's not just him. It's Hackett as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, so I there's a play, a fourth down play. Three previous incompletions, a fourth down play, and Vance Joseph, who, by the way, used to be a wide receiver for me on one of those bad teams, and he was not a wide receiver. He was converted to a defensive back. He came in as an offensive player as the backup to Cordell Stewart, I believe, at Colorado. And his rookie year, he gave up, I think, like 220 yards to Tim Brown on a Thursday night when that coaching staff put that kid on that field as a rookie against that wide receiver. And that's when you, as a player, especially if you are a veteran player, you're like, what the F are we doing? You know, I don't trust the decision making. I don't trust what's going on here. And I don't like post-game press conferences because the coach is going to have to answer questions that are going to upset players because he's got to say something that the media can feel at least like he's leading into something. And that's why Aaron responded the way he did yesterday. I saw a very annoyed, frustrated, and I've seen an annoyed and frustrated quarterback for the last 4 weeks, even though I thought they had gotten better over the last 3 weeks. But yesterday's day, post-game press conference, there is a major issue there, and they both will deny it. I guarantee it. But there is an issue there, and it's because you have this 40-year-old Hall of Fame quarterback to be dealing with a coach that I think he doesn't respect.
Wow. I mean, That is a problem that's not going away, because Aaron Rodgers, I feel like at this point in his career and in his life, when he believes something and has made his mind up on something, it's not going to change. And I remember when we sat there with Rob Saleh at training camp, and I told him straight up some of the issues that I had had with him in press conferences and how he just says too much and says things that he doesn't need to say that gets him in trouble. We now have two things that have pissed off Aaron Rodgers. One, that silly unexcused absence thing when they knew forever that he wasn't going to be there, and for whatever reason, they felt like the Jets and Rob Saleh had to feel like they were in control, and it didn't seem like Aaron Rodgers was running the organization, so we're going to pretend like, hey, it's an unexcused absence, and you know we're in charge here, and that pissed him off. And then yesterday, there's no reason to say that. I mean, we could sit here and get on Brian Daboll and the way he handled the media, Eric Mangini back in the day, Bill Belichick, where they don't say anything, but there was no reason for Rob Saleh to essentially say that Aaron Rodgers was the problem with the pre-snap penalties because his cadence that he's been doing for his entire career, all of training camp, last year before he got hurt, and the first three games of the season, that was the issue.
I'm just telling you, if they're, it's a pressure cooker in that building, because everybody knows they're playing for their jobs. Everybody knows that they're coaching for their jobs. And this is what I worry. If they go out to London, they're not going to do anything this week. You know, they're leaving Thursday to go to London. They're not going to be doing any major shift or changes or anything. But if they go out there and they get their asses kicked by your Minnesota Vikings, and that pressure cooker is building and building and building, somebody's going to have to go to save the season. Somebody's going to have to go to save the season. If they are, and this is really comes down to Joe Douglas and Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson understanding what's happening in their building. And if they're building, and it's amazing, if Greg Zuerlein kicks that field goal, we're probably not talking like this right now. And maybe yesterday, if they win, they all say, man, we're lucky we won that game. We didn't play well. We got to work on our snap counts. We got to work on focusing in on everything that we're doing. It would have been a totally different post-game press conference. But because they lost and Zuerlein misses the 50-yard field goal, the pressure cooker under these circumstances against the team that they should have beaten, a rookie quarterback, for God's sake.
Yeah, at home,
he couldn't even complete a pass in the first half.
Over a touchdown favorite. Yeah, I mean, he had negative passing yards.
It's unbelievable. So I'm just I don't ever want to call for anybody's job. I've been in there. I've been in the middle of all this crap, and this is the part of the business that really sucks. But there is a definite divide between quarterback and head coach, and you can sit here and you can show up tomorrow and everything's rosy, everything's great, we're all on the same page. My ass, there's no way they are. And you could see it. And it is a pressure cooker. And that pressure cooker is going to have to be relieved that if they don't significantly get better and win, and they have a couple games like this, something's going to have to give to save the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've said this for years now that we would like Rob Saleh, but his leadership qualities seem to fall short. He is a guy who inspires players by dangling the contracts in front of their face. He obviously has a great defense here with the Jets, had a great defense with the 49ers, but he never felt like he was supposed to be a head coach from the second that he got here. And I was thinking about two other instances that we have seen in the NFL that have worked with Hall of Fame players. Peyton Manning going to the Broncos, Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers.
And both had legitimate head coaches.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo. And that's exactly where I was going. You had John Fox, who had been around forever and commanded respect, and you had Bruce Arians, who had been around forever, won coaches of the year, commanded respect, and those guys worked in conjunction with those Hall of Famers.
And don't forget that Bruce Arians actually did take some shots.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady early on when they first got there.
Right, and you know what? It ended up working because they won a Super Bowl, and I don't... Now, Aaron's a more difficult person to deal with, I think, than those two guys.
Yeah, 100%. I think Aaron is, he's just too smart for his own good. I mean, and, he's older than everybody else. He's more experienced than everybody else. He has seen everything. except for, I guess, a safety blitz when it counts. But there are a lot of things that are happening. You know, and I went back and I looked at that safety blitz, and Aaron thought that he had it, you know, picked up. But Vance Joseph put two guys in the A gap, two stand-up linebackers in the A gap, and they brought the safety to the end of the line. And so Breece Hall steps up thinking he's going to have to pick up one of these linebackers because they're closer to Aaron Rodgers than the safety coming off the corner. And basically one of those linebackers drop out. The other linebacker's picked up by the offensive line, and Breece Hall is caught in the middle of that crap when the safety's coming free.
Yeah,
so Aaron Rodgers can say, "Look, we had enough guys to block him." That's one thing. To be able to actually block him the way that they had it set up, that's a whole different set of circumstances. And there was no way for Breece Hall to get out there. And it didn't seem like anybody was talking about turning the line out that way and letting Breece Hall take the linebacker in the middle. It didn't seem like that. It just seemed like Breece got caught up in the wash and was unable to get out because it happened so fast. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers got, you know, steamrolled from behind like he didn't know it was coming, even though he says after the game we had what we thought was, you know, the right guys blocked. There's no way, because if those two linebackers come and that guy comes, he's still going to come free.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think the easy answer to that is that the team is better coached on that side of the ball than the Jets are coached on the offensive side of the ball.
You got to have an answer for it.
Yeah, and you got to have your guys prepared, too.
And somehow, you know, normally Aaron would change the play if he possibly could. They were thinking seven were coming. Or maybe he thought only six were coming, but Breece couldn't get out of the middle of the formation to get out to the end to pick up the guy on the end. If in fact that was his responsibilities, he stepped up thinking both of those linebackers were coming. He's got to assume that. And then with the snap of the ball, one of them runs out. It's like I would call it a fire zone, but it's not really a fire zone because the fire zone is the defensive lineman that drops off. And then, a safety or a linebacker is blitzing. You know, the Steelers do that kind of crap. And so do the Ravens, for that matter. A bunch of teams do it. But Vance called the absolute perfect play on defense. And the Jets were not prepared for it on fourth down.
Yeah. I mean, and that today is the thing that the Jet fan is going to be talking about more than anything. That they feel like they, at any point, could be outcoached because they don't believe in Rob Saleh or Nate Hackett, and there's only so much a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers can do to spray the fragrance or the potpourri over that.
I wonder if he is out there calling his own plays, which puts an extra level of responsibility on his shoulders. I did that for I think three or four games in 1992.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
Yeah.
It's so all-encompassing because, you know, your offensive coordinator is a guy that's supposed to understand tendencies of the opposing defense. So are you as a quarterback. You're responsible for that. And rookies don't know all of that stuff just yet. 40-year-old quarterbacks do know that. But the coordinator has got to be the reminder. He's got to be the guy that's telling the quarterback, hey, watch, you know, this is a place for a blitz. This is why we're calling this player. Or some reminder of what is happening and where you are in the game. That's why the coach is doing the coaching and the coordinating and the player's doing the playing. But if they got Aaron, you know, with three different plays up there and he can go to three different plays, he's got to read the defense. I mean, that is putting a lot in this day and age. That's putting a lot on. I don't care who's back there. But that's putting a lot on that guy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Crazy day in New York sports. Of course, a huge day for the New York Mets. Win one and you're in. That is the scenario. After everything that happened yesterday and a nice victory over the Brewers and the Mets looking like the team we believed in, at least for one game in that series. And, of course, we have everything from the NFL Sunday yesterday with Jerry right now. What's going on, Jerry?
Hi, good morning to you. Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. And we've heard the the pain before. And certainly yesterday, the Jet fans felt it.
Out of the hold of Morstead. The snap. The placement down. The kick is on the way. It's got plenty of distance. And it is no good.
It's
floated right. Heartbreak for the Jets.
Yeah. Bob Wischusen, Q1043, Jets Radio Network. Heartbreak indeed is, he missed wide right, which was right after Will Lutz had missed a 50-yarder. 10-9 the final in one of the worst games that you will watch this year in the NFL. A lot to go
over
here.
It's early, Jerry. You never know.
Why did I? You could say one of the worst games. Bad. I know rain, not a lot of great big plays.
Oh,
a lot of penalties. I mean, by the way, that penalty crew, that officiating crew, they probably throw more penalty flags than any other crew in the NFL.
Maybe, but the false starts, there's nothing you can do about.
Nothing you can do about those, that's for sure, especially if you're a running back. Breece Hall had, like, the worst game.
He had two of them, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, he did nothing. I mean,
he
you
struggled.
Know where, they lost this game? First and goal on the 1 yard line.
Yep.
That's where they lost the game.
Give the ball to the big boy, man.
Well, I don't know. Breece Hall is supposed to be a great player. Yeah, you know, I watched this game last night between the Ravens and the Bills, and I'm watching the Ravens. They just keep running everything outside, and nobody can catch him. I'm sorry about that. Don't mean to say that. But the Jets are trying to slam it up the middle, and I understand that, you know, you think you got something in there. You know, obviously you don't. And then they ran a pass play with those eligible receivers that are reporting, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Jam it up the A-gap.
Yeah,
jam it up the other team is what they were doing.
Sloppy.
10-9 the final. Here was Rob Sala. 13 penalties. By the way, they were called for 15. 13 were accepted. Here was Sala. Yeah, pretty awful.
Obviously, it was sloppy. A lot of pre-snap penalties. You know, they're already a good defense, and we made it
We made it easier for him with just a lack of execution.
And then here's where things get a little dicey. Why so many false starts? This is where he mentions Rodgers and the cadence.
We got to figure it out. Whether or not we're good enough to handle all the or ready to handle all the cadence. Cadence had not been an issue. All camp felt like our operation had been operating pretty good. Obviously, today it took a major step back.
All right. So then
yeah, I mean, like, there has been no problem, and I do agree with Aaron. Outlier game, like for some reason,
outlier spot.
Yeah. Well, he said it. He said it a couple times.
I know.
And you know, this is not characteristic of us. And I kind of felt like he was saying the right things. We got to hold these guys accountable. I just again, like, what was going on in like Breece Hall's head yesterday? Like, he just had an off game.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys have talked about, you hit it on the head in the open, like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall have not been obnoxious about how good they are, but they've done a lot of talking about this offense and how great, and now finally all we need is a quarterback, and, you know, those guys have been non-existent, especially yesterday.
Even though you just said what he's about to say, I'm going to play it anyway so you can hear the way he said it, meaning Rodgers when asked about those.
The way he said it. See, this is the things. This is what I know.
It's a big deal.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. You're 100% right. But here in New York, this is like what playing in New York is all about. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. And then how we interpret what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Let her rip.
The cadence specifically, Robert said, that might be something you guys have to dial back a little bit. Is that something you think could potentially help the situation?
It's one way to do it. The other way is hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had one false start. Morgan had one false start, I believe, until this. So, you know, it's been a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We don't, you know, we rarely have a false start. And to have, I don't know, five today, it seemed like, four or five. Yeah, that's, you know, it seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need to make mass changes based on, you know, kind of an outlier game.
So there you go. Everything
yeah,
you say,
right.
He just said.
I mean, that's part of who he is. But again, like I was telling Gio earlier, he's played four games with this group of guys. He hasn't played 40 games with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys are new here for the first time, especially on the offensive line. But Breece Hall's been next to him, you know, for the last 3 months, 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Here was Rodgers. Was this a letdown game after beating the Patriots?
No, not at all. No, that's a really good defense. But when your defense holds on the 10, you gotta win the game 100% of the time. So that's on the offense. It's on me. Not good enough.
And Breece Hall knows he wasn't good enough. He ran for only 4 yards on the day. What was the issue?
I wish I could tell you, bro. Like, you know, everybody, like my teammates know how much I put into it, and I know how much they put into it as well. So, you know, for me personally, I just try to go out and just do my 111th every play. And, you know, unfortunately for me, I haven't, you know, I've been having the big rushing games and, you know, stuff like that.
Braylon Allen had 8 carries for 34 yards, so a little bit better from him. What else? 13 penalties, 15 called. They didn't do much. They lost to a guy who threw for 60 yards on the day, -5 at halftime. And so they go to London Sunday.
I feel like I've been a part of those games when I play for the Jets. We had a few of these.
I suppose. That's a tough game to lose, though.
Oh, God, in this weather? Yes. Oh, poor fans.
Pretty awful, yes.
5 hours to get home after the game yesterday. I was talking to one of my buddies who, you know, goes to every game. It's like, I'm stuck. Where? On the Jersey Turnpike. Okay, so what's different today than any other time you go to these games? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you calling me? Just to talk. I'm like, I don't want to talk. I'm watching football. Leave me alone. and by the way, I got a fire going and everything's good. You know.
Yeah, I don't need to feel your pain.
Right.
Keep it to yourself.
So the Vikings are who they get next in London. And the Vikings went to Green Bay yesterday and did quite the number.
On the 14, Darnold out of the shotgun puts Jefferson in motion to the right. He'll go that way to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Are you kidding me with that catch?
Justin Jefferson with a 14-yard touchdown grab. And the Minnesota Vikings lead the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field 27-0.
Man, did you see some of these passes he was throwing yesterday?
Vikings radio with the call, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It looks like a completely different player. And he's the fifth quarterback since 1950. To start 4-0 with 10 or more touchdown passes in his first 4 starts with the team. You know who the other 4 guys? Mahomes, Kurt Warner, Jeff George, and Vinny Testaverde did it for the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah, smells like an MVP to me. I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm. So far.
I know.
Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, yeah, baby. I know. I
that guy.
Remember before the season, I'm going to say this almost every week, the season, I said Sam Darnold, comeback player of the year.
Yes, sure you did. You were all over him, and you were more than happy that he was with Kevin O'Connell and that they would make plays. But then all of a sudden, J.J. McCarthy was drafted.
Yeah, and I knew he was going to start, though, and I was afraid that J.J. was going to get the call at some point, but he got hurt. So now you don't have to worry about that. But if J.J. was sitting there and Sam Darnold was playing like this, he still wouldn't see the field.
No, heck no.
Doesn't matter.
The big question is, if Sam keeps this up, you know, which is, they have a good defense.
I've already got it figured out.
Trade J.J. McCarthy?
To the Giants.
Mm-hmm. And then sign Sam to, what, 5 years, $250 million?
Take all the money. Take all of it. If he plays like this throughout the season, gets them into the playoffs and maybe into an NFC championship game or better, God forbid, give him all the money. All the money in the world. Don't care.
Wow.
Yep. All the money in the world. You understand what that would mean for that franchise? To have a 27-year-old, 28-year-old quarterback who was in the MVP conversation? They never had that, ever.
Well, after four games, he's in the MVP conversation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It has to. I'm talking about if it continues and he gets through the playoffs and they continue to be a great team like this, then, yeah, he's earned it. Sign him to a contract, get rid of that little kid that they drafted, and then let's go. Let's be a real franchise for once.
Drafted, Jesus.
He is a tiny, he's a little boy.
Daniels, first QB in NFL history with an 85% completion percentage in back-to-back games. With a minimum of 15 attempts.
Hey, Boomer, shove that stat pack up your ass.
Any others? This was Jaden Daniels yesterday.
Welcome back,
this
is Eddie. Oh, by the way, did you know that Army-Navy are the 4-0 for the first time since 1945, both of them? Want to hit that again?
I did know that.
Oh, you did know that. Okay.
So this isn't a pass play, but it's still Jaden Daniels.
First and goal at the 9. B-Rob to the right of Daniels, trying to strike quickly with a 10-point lead here, starting the second half. Snap, sprint to the right, following a block from Robinson, gets to the corner of the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! What a play call!
Yeah, I would say so. He had 42 points they put up as they whooped up on Arizona on the road.
He's making it a little too easy for the rest of us.
Well, here he was, post-game. Do you think you guys be this good this quick?
I don't know. I didn't have any expectations. This is how much can we learn and how can we keep growing? And for me personally, how much can I learn and keep growing? How can I learn? How fast can I learn to become a pro and keep going from there?
Well, he's learning. He's pretty good.
And by the way, there were two storylines coming into the game of head coaches who got fired by their organizations coming back as offensive coordinators to play the team that fired them. Cliff Kingsbury was one.
Yep.
They put up 42 points. Nate Hackett was the other, 9.
What is it about MetLife Stadium and field goals? That's what we had, 8 field goals between the two NFL teams.
Yeah, I mean,
in week 4.
Yeah.
Boring football.
It's just a disappointment. Much like MetLife Stadium itself, it's just a disappointment.
Sunday Night Football, the Ravens buried the Bills 35-10. Derrick Henry, 199 yards rushing, had an 87-yarder in the first quarter that went for a touchdown. Here he was post-game. How about that start?
Undescribable. You know, I told Melissa I never did that in my career, so, you know, it's something cool. I actually did an interview with them on Friday talking about, you know, starting off the game off right with a big play. And then, you know, that happened. You know, sometimes you speak stuff in existence. And
he's pulling away.
And he's such a big guy. The fact he outruns them.
DBs. Yeah, Collinsworth was saying it last night. You would figure one of those guys would catch him.
No.
He was pulling away from them.
He's not a rookie anymore either.
No.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yep, pretty damn good. And now all of a sudden the Ravens are 2-2. The Bills are 3-1. Tonight you got the Titans and the Dolphins, Seahawks and the Lions. We got a lot more to get to.
I think the Ravens are the best team in the league right now.
Interesting.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost a bad game at home to the Raiders.
Wait, anybody hear that? Or is that just me that heard that?
I think they're better than Minnesota. I do.
Oh, okay. I don't know if anybody's hearing.
Sorry.
4-0, 2-2.
It doesn't mean anything. Sometimes the records don't reflect how good a team is.
The 49ers, the Texans, and the Packers are all in the playoffs. And all were hurt when they played. What do you mean? Who's hurt?
They were hurt.
Who's hurt?
49ers are hurt.
The 49ers were?
Yeah. They don't have a full
They had Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Yeah, they beat them. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. All right. Listen, the Vikings are the second best team.
You know,
that's a hot take right there.
No, I was. Part of the reason I was doing this was because no matter what my take is on the Vikings, you don't like it. So if I'm coming here, I'm like, it's too early. You know what? I'm not excited about 4-0. You'd be like, come on, they're 4-0. They're the second best team. They might be the best team in football. What the hell's wrong with you? If I come in and say, man, they're playing great. I'm excited about them. You're like, yeah, they beat nobody. Everybody was hurt. Relax. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what
you
I
know
do.
What?
You don't like it.
You don't want to know something? I apologize.
Well, thank you.
I didn't even realize that I was doing that, but it just must be a natural thing between me and you.
For whatever it is with the Vikings, you don't want me to have the emotions I have with them.
Well, I've given you two beautiful Vikings.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
So
I can't wait to wear the London version one Unreal this week.
Right. So I have done that part of it for you. I want you to be happy.
I am. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. But I still think Baltimore is the best team.
You're probably right.
Okay.
After all that.
Okay.
The Vikings suck, fatso.
All right, baseball. The Mets shut out the Brewers 5-0. Francisco Lindor had an RBI single and a solo homer. So it sets up this doubleheader today in Atlanta. If they split, Atlanta goes to San Diego for the wild card round. The Mets will go back to Milwaukee. If the Mets sweep, Atlanta is out. New York goes to San Diego. Arizona plays in Milwaukee. And if the Braves sweep, Atlanta goes to San Diego. Mets are out and Arizona plays in Milwaukee.
Right. You hit all of those things.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to give you the scenarios.
What are we thinking here, guys?
Mets win the first game.
I'm thinking that the Mets and Braves get together before the game and say, let's just, you win one, we win one. Let's both go to the playoffs.
No, they're not going to
do that. Let's just
get
together. The
Braves would never do that.
Let's just get together, and then we'll just get to the playoffs. I know we got to settle all the beefs from all these years. You can win the first one. Actually, you know what? Let us win the first one so we save Sale. And then you guys will win the second one. We'll mail it in. And we'll both go to the playoffs.
I think Luis Angel and his brother are discussing this.
Yes, actually, that's a perfect way to break the ice.
I would think that the Braves want to sweep this thing.
Of course they
just
do.
Just to continue to antagonize the Met fan, the Mets in general.
Whoever loses the first game is winning the second game. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you're not going to see anybody pitcher-wise, that's for sure. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but...
Well, that means if they haven't seen a pitcher, they're not going to get a hit.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, there's a chance that the team that wins the first game will be drunk for the second game. And I'm not kidding.
Right, they're still going to celebrate.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, whoever wins
and
the first...
And someone's got to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I'm saying right now, do not come home getting swept if you are the Mets.
Yankees
beat... And don't go 0-for-8, Pete Alonso.
Well, you can basically pencil that in for this afternoon.
Yankees did beat the Pirates 6-4, close out the season 94-68. They have a nice week off. They will begin the ALDS on Saturday against either Baltimore or Kansas City. And yes, Friday night, the Knicks traded Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to the T-Wolves for Carl Anthony Towns, which I'm sure you'll get to at some point this morning.
Absolutely. Jerry, it is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll talk some Mets baseball coming up at 7 o'clock, 10 minutes from now. And then Ron Darling joins us at 9 a.m. So it'll be fun to talk to Ronnie ahead of this doubleheader today down in Atlanta. But you said something in the open I want to go back to about the Jets and Rob Saleh. And it sounded like to me... And you believe that if the Jets go to London and then get beat badly or just get beat by Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings, that the hot seat would warm up so much for somebody that they may have to make an in-season change somewhere. That's what it sounded like to me. So I wanted to go back because we ran out of time with the break to discuss that again. Did I read that correctly from you?
Yes, 100%. You know, The most important relationship of a football team is the head coach and the quarterback. They got to be on the same page. They got to be supporting each other. And, you know, they're going to hear me say this, or somebody's going to hear me say this and get it to them. And then they're going to have to discuss their relationship. And they're going to be talking about how everything's great and fine. I'm like, you watch this stuff on the sideline. You're like, not even close. I mean, that doesn't look like they spend a lot of time together. I thought Rob was overseeing the offense because they couldn't get somebody in here to oversee Hackett.
That's what he said, yeah.
I mean, all this goes back to this, all this stuff in the offseason, and it builds and it builds and it builds. Now, when you win and everything's fine, then you don't get into these situations. I mean, and whether you say the pushing away of each other, you know, on the field the other night when they did beat the Patriots and all this other stuff, I mean, I don't know what to take out of that. All I know is when I don't see these guys talking at all. I don't see them having a discussion. I don't know what they're saying to each other. I know that I get the sense that Aaron's annoyed at his head coach, not only because of what he had to answer yesterday, but also because of what he had to deal with in the offseason when he came to going to Egypt during the mini camp, and it's an unexcused absence when, in fact, the Jets knew all along he was going to Egypt. And all they had to say is, yeah, you know, we got a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's good. He's been here. He's rehabbed. He wants to come back. He wants to play. And, you know, we gave him the, you know, few days off to go and do what he wanted to do. We're good with that.
Yeah. And
it made him look bad. And I don't know if Aaron carries grudges or not. I don't really care about that. All I care about is performance and whether or not they're going to win.
Yeah, I think he does. And I don't think that is an assumption. I think that's sort of a fact. If you just look back at his history and certain people and whatever else, and that's the type of guy he is, and that's fine. I just find it hard to believe that you would fire a guy mid-season.
It all depends. It all depends on how these next few games go. And
what would happen? Nate Hackett would be the head coach?
And maybe Jeff Albert.
Yeah. You got to remember, too, that this is not just, you know, you got a 4-0 team, a 3-1 team, and another 3-1 team that you're playing in the next 3 weeks. So that's what makes this loss even more annoying.
They're going to have to get a win back from somebody. I don't think the Bills' defense is all that great. I really don't. I think it's an average or below average defense. I think they have a really
below
good,
average.
I think they got a good defensive line. I think they do. You know, they can get pressure on opposing teams, but you saw them get steamrolled last night.
They got killed.
I mean, look, when you're up in Buffalo and Josh Allen takes over a game, you know, it's a little bit different than when you're on the road and the other team can run on you. Like, Baltimore can run on everybody because you got to deal with Lamar and you got to deal with Derrick Henry and you got to deal with that speed that that team has. And, you know, even with their offensive line a little bit young and inexperienced, all of a sudden now they got one of the best running games in football and they're a pain in the ass to deal with. So they're to me right now, like I said, the best team in football, even better than, you know, all the undefeated teams, just because they lost two games and they were tight games. They were games that I believe they should have won. But I think there is a pressure cooker here over in Florham Park, and I'm sure that a lot of people over there feel it. And if they don't win and they continue to lose and they lose games like this and comments come out like they were yesterday, I just think that something will have to be done if they want to save the season.
Yeah, I mean, they should have been 3-1. I mean, even after how horrible the game went, kick the field goal, you win. You don't have to worry about any of this, at least for a little bit. You go to London feeling bad. I don't know if going to London is a good thing or a bad thing after a loss like that. I really don't know. Getting out of here might be a good thing, but at the same time, when things feel weird, a trip like that might not be the best thing either. I really don't know how it's going to work out, but that's the schedule. And if Aaron Rodgers truly does not respect his head coach, that's not going to change.
And I know how that feels, man. I know exactly how it feels, because the head coach doesn't respect you either.
Oof.
It's a two-way go.
Yeah.
And if, in fact, it goes south, if they win, like they come back from all, then they beat Minnesota, and then they go on the road and they beat Buffalo, then totally different story. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure, of course.
Is it on the road at Buffalo? Is that their game after? Monday night game.
They do play Buffalo. That is a home game.
Oh, it is a home game. It's home. Yeah, all right, Monday night against, you know, Josh. If you come home, couple scenarios here.
Scenarios.
You lose the game in London, and Sam Darnold has a big game against you, and then you come home and you lose to Josh Allen on Monday Night Football. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly. How ugly? Head coach fired ugly? I don't know. That's extreme, but it'll be ugly.
I wouldn't say that if Rob were here for 4 years. I mean, for a year. He's here for 4 years
now. Yeah, yep.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.